As a highly infectious strain of the coronavirus swept through the country this summer, it also infected the U.S. economy. We learned today that economic growth slowed to an annual rate of just 2% in July, August, and September. That's down from nearly 7% in the spring. Forecasters are still hoping for a partial rebound, though, in the last 3 months of the year, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The U.S. started off the third quarter with a bang, hosting a 4th of July barbecue at the White House, President Biden could celebrate an economy that seemed to be roaring back from the deep pandemic recession.
We can say with confidence, America is coming back together.
GDP had grown at an annual rate of 6.7% during the spring, and forecasters expected that skyrocketing growth to continue through the summer and early fall. Instead, by Labor Day, the economy looked more like a dud, its midsummer sparkle smothered by a wave of coronavirus infections.
What happened was Delta happened.
As Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters last month, as infections, hospitalizations, and deaths tied to the Delta variant soared in late July and August, people got more cautious about traveling, eating out, and live entertainment. Precious Briggs, who was laid off from her job at a Las Vegas casino last year, hoped to be rehired this summer. But tourist visits to the city dropped more than 9% between July and August and fell another 2% in September.
It definitely would have been a lot more people here if it wasn't for the Delta variant.
And while some businesses were hurting for customers, others struggled to find workers. Millions of potential employees were sidelined by the Delta wave, either out sick, staying home to avoid getting sick, or busy caring for sick loved ones. John Gessert runs a toy company that usually employs about 300 people in Michigan and Mississippi. Lately, he's been limping along with just 230.
It's been unbelievably difficult. We've had to limit molding hours because we just don't have people to put the products together.
Gessert has also been dogged by delivery delays and rising material costs, which were only aggravated by Delta-related labor shortages. The plastic pellets he uses to make toys have doubled in price over the last year, and even cardboard packaging has sometimes been hard to get.
What used to take a week now takes 2-3 weeks. That's the frustrating thing, is we could have done a lot more business had plastic not gotten so expensive and we've been able to hire people.
Supply chain problems were the other big drag on the economy during the summer. The Commerce Department says consumer spending on goods dropped sharply, not because people stopped wanting cars or washing machines, but because manufacturers couldn't produce enough. Still, there are encouraging signs for better days ahead. Fall and winter are typically a slow season for the Night Train Coach Company, which provides bus transportation for touring musicians. But Night Train's Angela Eicher says this year, the company's 140-bus fleet is booked solid for the month of November.
People are eager to go out and see some live music, but also I think that the musicians are eager to be out playing live music again in front of crowds.
Coronavirus infections have dropped nearly 60% since early September. As the health outlook improves, Chief Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says there are signs that restaurant dining, air travel, and in-person entertainment are beginning to rebound.
We've lost a step here, but I think we're going to get a lot of steps back here pretty quickly. But, you know, it just highlights how tethered the economy is to the pandemic. It's still driving the economic train.
Supply chains won't be untangled overnight, and it's not clear how soon millions of sidelined workers will be back on the job. But as that economic train rounds the bend towards Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, it does appear to be gathering steam. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.